This was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good Monday morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your grassroots radio station. Hey, good morning. 7:06 in the morning on March the 3rd, our first Monday in March, 2014. Our phone lines here are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda and I are here. Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
And Bad Bob. You're smiling.
You already have me off my stride because the first thing out of your mouth wasn't, good morning.
Well, I'm trying to change up a little bit here because after Saturday, I'm lucky I'm still walking around here. We'll talk about that in a minute. Did you have a nice weekend there, Bad Bob?
It was good. Some of it down at the boat sport RV show, and it was interesting. The crowds were thinner, but there were more interested people. More commerce and less simply gawking, was my take on it.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And, good. So boats, people, I think it helps too when, it rains and there's a boat show, wouldn't you think? Because you're thinking there's hopefulness.
I think I talked to somebody that said, you know what, you know, the fact that there's, you know, there is water means that people have, they think about boats and that there's a place to run them in.
On the other hand, we spoke to one of the last major, recreational boat manufacturers left in Oregon, Bolton Boats, who then they do a lot of, government law enforcement, sales, which is the only thing that's kept them afloat. North River and a lot in the other, some of the other companies have gone by the wayside. He said last year he sold 17 units.
In a whole year?
Yeah.
That's not very good. Yeah. We have friends that are in the boat industry but they switched into the, but they've also got RVs. And, they're selling a lot of RVs, but not as many boats. Anyway, but let's go to somebody that knows what's happening back on Wall Street and, you know, is always right and has the right stocks he follows and all that from our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute, Chris Lasontat.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading and the markets are lower amid the tensions in the Ukraine. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 125 points at 16,196. The S&P 500 down 11 points at 1848, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 31 points at 4277. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 138 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 24 cents at 16.29, General Electric off 40 cents at $25.07, Verizon's down 27 cents at 47.31, while Ford is off 20 cents at 15.19. Of local interest, PG&E down 24 cents at 43.82, Safeway's off 9 cents at 37.36, and North Valley Bank is up a penny at 23.14. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.62%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil is up $1.96 a barrel at $104.55, and precious metals are higher with gold up $22.22 an ounce at $13.48.01, while silver is up 32 cents an ounce at $21.51. This is Chris Lasontak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You know, they're there to give you the best advice. They're up there. They're in their offices at 4:30 every morning, checking on what's happening in Wall Street so they can share that with you. You're talking retirement. You're talking places to put your money. Best bets or best knowledge that you can possibly get. How about the Wells Fargo Advisors, right down on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call, 243-7561. And by the way, the Steve Medak, heads up, office up, will be with us tomorrow morning at 7:30, talking about retirement. And it's not, you know, stock market is nothing to be afraid of. Weather.
Well, it looks like, look outside today. It is wet.
I got drenched
getting into the studio this morning. In fact, you know, when we have our forecast, we'll have 7% of rain. Well, I don't know. It's been a while. I think it's actually been over a year or 2 years since the forecast calls for 100% chance of rain. I haven't seen that. So we're going to have temperatures around 55, south wind 8 to 13 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25 today. Precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch are possible. Tonight, rain mainly before 4 a.m., low around 49 degrees with a calm wind, chance of precipitation about 80%. Looks like Tuesday, we're looking into about 30%. Showers going to lighten up heavy tomorrow night, and then we get back Wednesday, and then Wednesday night is right back up to 100%. This is fabulous. I am so grateful for the rain. I like to walk in the rain. I like to be dressed up in it that much. But hey, you know what? I'm happy.
Well, we were happy Saturday. We went to Raiding Rancheria's community fun evening where they just fairly outdid themselves as usual with the amount of money. They give out over $105,000, $110,000, something like that, to the community, to all these different events, to all these different groups of nonprofits. But that night was superheroes and you know, comic book characters and all this. So we had
the Ninja Warrior Turtles.
Oh yeah, we had everybody from Cat in the Hat, Dr. Seuss. A lot of Superman, a lot of Supergirls. What else did we see? We did see the Star Wars group. All different, a variety. A lot of, you know, Poison Ivies and stuff from Batman and all this. And we went as Batman. And
Batman Forever, our
Batman
table.
Batman Forever was our table. And again, Karen Bozeman from Chameleon Costumes. I can't say enough about her.
Yes, and we had Matt who came in and did makeup, and a good friend of ours, Victoria Graham, she takes care of Snooki. You'll see her many times. She's been in several different theatrical productions in Reading's fine actress. So Matt, who will be doing the makeup for Wizard of Oz this year, came to the house and did that really professional theater makeup on the Joker, the Joker's girlfriend,
Ted Leidy, and Lisa LeBlanc.
And the penguin, people thought the penguin, which was Victoria, was a guy. She was a rival for Danny DeVito.
She looked better than Danny DeVito, didn't she?
It was unbelievable. It was just great. So we had Executive Limousine, the limo bus, come pick us up. He had Batman flashing and everything. And we walked into...
He did a great job.
This guy just totally took care of us.
Yeah, and I even paid him. So, I mean, it was not a trade, and I have to say this, but no, he did. He showed up with the Batmobile there, the Bat bus, with, just like Linda said, I mean, it had Batman all over it, had photos on the inside, it was blinking Batman, you know, the only thing it wasn't was Batman.
So it was a lot of fun, and again, it's always packed out. Wind River,
they do a great job.
They theme it out. They had red, white, and blue seats. They always do a fabulous job with decorating. And, of course, a lot of the staff from Wind River, they do an opening dance number.
They do the opening dance number. Maria Roscoe gets all of the top leadership of Reading Rancheria out there. And we can't forget that the Rancheria just gives, you know, millions, literally over the last 10 years, millions to our community and to the nonprofits and other things they do for our community here. But anyway, we went up on the stage. We were one of the three tables selected to go up on the stage, and we were fortunate enough to win.
How heavy was your costume?
Oh, you know what? I was wearing latex rubber. You know how much you can sweat in latex rubber? Do you realize how much it soaks up? And did you realize, too, is that if it's a mask, a black latex,
Batman mask, painted black, full hood.
What happens is it sticks to your face.
Full hood.
And then so when you move your head, the hood comes down so you can't see.
Yeah, full head, hood. He had full gloves on. He had the neck piece.
The gloves fill up with water.
What's this part down here called?
Those are just thigh pads and stuff like that. Yeah, there were other parts. There were parts. There were parts. There were parts. Yeah, there were parts on parts. There were parts on my parts. Let me tell you, this whole night was like, and then this cape that went around me.
Oh, yeah.
As I just sat there, and you know, I could start. Okay, here doesn't. Wow, isn't this food delicious?
It was very quiet. It was so quiet.
I didn't say a word because
he sat and stared ahead.
I just stared.
He had the Batman stare. People were like, God, and it was like the ears. I mean, it was like so authentic.
It was, anyway.
But you got home and I swear, gosh, water poured out of the...
I was wringing myself out. Hey, we're going to take a quick break when I come back. I want to talk about the Ukraine. Why is the Ukraine, so mean so much to our friend Mr. Putin? And what happened to the president? I mean, was he playing golf? What happened? Did he not see this happening? Yeah, let's go out with Batman. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460. If it's in the community, we're in it. We'll be right back.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's the first Monday in March, March the 3rd, 52 degrees out there. The Weather Rock is soaked, which kind of goes to tell me that it's going to be what?
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course. Judy and Chuck Kinney started Shasta Gas Propane in 1997. A locally owned and family operated, most Shasta Gas employees are family members that are safety trained and service oriented. It looks like we are going to have high 55, 100% chance of rain. Good Monday morning to you on this third. I couldn't believe it. I wrote a check today for the gardener. I was like 3-3. This is weird. Anyway.
The Ukraine. Let's talk about the Ukraine. Ukraine is a deeply divided country. It has a north and a south, as we probably know about from our own civil war, our own time back in the 1860s. However, the Ukraine, the southern part of Ukraine, used to be part of Russia until 1954. And now half of the country, in the southern half of the country, speaks Russian and identifies with the Russians. The northern half speak Ukrainian and, of course, believe they're Ukrainians. The thing about what's so important about Ukraine is that you've got – it's the buffer between Europe, Western Europe, and Russia, where you've got a Black Sea port in the Crimea down at Sebastopol. And you've got – the main thing is you've got – thousands of miles of oil and gas pipelines are going through there. And since Putin has been in there, he has done things, when the Ukrainians kind of leaned into going into the Western side, Western Europe, you know, and wanting to become part of that, he cut off the gas and oil, which hurt them tremendously in the economic side of it. When they changed the presidents and he started leaning back over going back into Russia, into Putin's Eastern European type of, union, a type of group that, he offered him a $15 billion in money and helping him grow, a stimulus. We're all familiar with stimulus plans. Anyway, with the thousands of miles of oil and gas lines that are going through there, and then with the what's happened is that the more Russian oriented government under the president cracked down on all the protesters and said that it made protesting illegal, which just exploded throughout the country then. And around Kiev, they've of course rioted. The president had to leave. They've got murder charges out against him. And in the middle of this, of course, all this is happening right around the time the Olympics is going on. And Putin's holding back. As soon as the Olympics are over, boom, it really goes. He has sent people into the Crimea. And,
about 6,000 Russian troops have surrounded key Ukrainian military bases in Crimea, blocking its soldiers from leaving.
That's right. And they've got a lot of troops down there. They've got warships out there. And what is the West doing? What is our president doing? Talk about being caught with your pants down. This was a complete surprise, I think, to our government that all of a sudden Putin moves troops in there and Ukraine is going on to a war footing. They said we've been invaded. And what Putin is saying is, oh no, we're just looking out after our own interest here, our Russian people.
Kind of wonder if John Kerry still thinks that climate change is the big news. our Secretary of State.
Okay, now here's something else too, is that, okay, I hate to bring this up to some people because you'll just start gnashing your teeth and grinding your lips get really tight. Sarah Palin. In 2008 said, if Obama becomes president, Putin's going to take the Ukraine because he knows he can because President Obama is weak. And she said that. And I don't know, she said President Obama. She said Mr. Obama's weak. The question is though, do people perceive our country as being, okay, that's it for our country. We're leaving. We've left. We're going to cut back our military by hundreds of thousands. We're going to cut, billions out of it so we can continue our social programs. And then you have Chuck Hagel saying, well, you know what we really need is those special ops people to make that difference. Now, you might think special ops are great. Don't misunderstand me. Been in special ops. Watched them at their, at their best. And they are the best and brightest out there in many cases. But when you put 10,000-15,000 troops into an area like the Crimea, and they're all armed and they're heavily armed and they've got support, they've got all the supporting vehicles and artillery and everything else they need. The special ops people are going to be okay to do some stuff, but you're also going to need to face them off with a Navy, when we're at the smallest Navy we're at since World War One, and you've got an Army that's going to be in the next couple of years be the smallest it's been since before World War Two. Maybe other people say, "Well, yeah, but it's as large as it was. It's the same size as it was before 9/11." Well, things have changed a lot in 13 years, and just keep going back and saying, "I'm fighting this thing. I'm fighting this thing using last year's war." I think we need to take a better look at that. But anyway, so here we are. This is why they're doing it. What's going to happen? Economic sanctions against Russia. I don't think it's going to work because the rest of the G8 are not going to do that. G8 meetings canceled. They were going to have it in the Olympic City in Russia. But Putin's invasion again. He says, "Hey, I'm just protecting Russian interest." Bottom line, what is Obama going to do? Everybody's got their own idea. Even the Brits and the BBC were saying he's weak. He is perceived as weak. If he's not weak, he's perceived as weak. And you know what? Perception is reality. Moving on to something that is much more.
Well, okay. I just want to read about the headlines. No, okay. I want to read the headlines when it comes to. And I know that you covered this before, but this is headlines. Ukraine crisis, five financial economic effects, lower stock prices, higher energy prices, particularly in Europe.
That's what Chris said today, is that it's affecting the stock market.
Slower economic growth in Europe because of higher energy prices, lower U.S. Treasury yields, higher gold prices. Headlines.
Higher gold prices. I wonder if that means higher silver prices, too.
The yellow metal thrives on rumor of war and economic catastrophe, and the Ukraine crisis is custom-made for the gold, which soared more than $25 Monday morning to $1,347 an ounce.
What about, it's going to be interesting to be following this over the next couple of days, but why is the Ukraine important in all these that Russia's been trying to dominate it, for hundreds of years, starting with Catherine the Great. The Ukraine has got the seaport.
And also like the breadbasket of the.
Yeah, it's got plenty. Yeah, tons of food in there. And then now all the gas and oil pipelines, if you ever take a look at it and it shows the gas and oil pipelines, I mean, it's a veritable, I mean, it looks like, you can't go anywhere hardly without seeing a gas and oil pipeline.
Something else in the headlines, airlines have grounded more than 4,500 flights and delayed thousands more since Saturday because of the latest winter storms. Monday was often an especially rough start for flyers, came in the heels of about 2,000 cancellations on Sunday and another 480 on Saturday. And we have more storms, major storms on the way. And so that's, gee, good morning, Monday.
I looked up on the almanac here. Since July 1st, we've gotten 25 inches of rain total. 12 of that has been in the last 2 weeks.
Well, which is now we're having flash floods all the way down through Southern California. Oh. The Oscars last night, we got a couple minutes. We went to an Oscar, to a house, there was an Oscar party, and the guys sit in the back and the women sit up front, and we can't talk unless it's a commercial. Women can talk all the way through it, but men can't talk unless there's a commercial. I've not understood that, except they had a lot of great food, so it was easy for us to be quiet. And
no, it was really and,
except
was
when people would be yelling,
night.
get the hook.
I kept hearing. I didn't hear a lot of that last night, but you know what? I don't really think, and I'm curious to hear from you. I think the Oscars, a lot of people just got really bored with the Oscars for years. They were thinking, well, I don't want to hear about anything political. People were very elegant this year. I think it was Matthew McConaughey said, I want to give my thanks to God. It was almost like a hush, like, yeah, he said, yeah. And he called God he.
Yep. Well,
I have to thank him first.
Yep.
That was pretty cool. But, people were eloquent and gracious and it was beautiful. There was really no trash talk. They didn't have to bleep anything. And so that was nice for us.
That's right. Hey, we're going to take a break, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's your place for great coffee, at Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great teas. During this kind of weather, you need that. Of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco price in town. Plus, they have a huge assortment of e-cigarettes. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Thank you. are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and maybe the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is March the 3rd, 52 degrees out there, 7:33 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Good morning, Onion Grower. In March, according to the census, and that this the Hispanic population of or Hispanic American Hispanic population of California will then outnumber the white or Caucasian population. Wow.
2014.
Yeah, March. He said, well, that's this year. That's right now. Unless I read that wrong. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than Redding Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue? It's there. They're there. You're going to find them. They're going to make you a great deal. No need to leave the town. Redding Crown Motors. Great, great deals. And they have an outstanding service department. Redding Crown Motors, 223-2177. Our guest, Curtis Byron.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our friend. But he's also really big into Luis Miramontes Foundation.
Yes.
And you got some really great news to tell people.
Yeah, this our second year in actual operation, and 2 weeks ago we gave a $50,000 check to Mercy up there on the hill, Mark Cord, for them to purchase a Da Vinci simulator. Basically it's just like a flight simulator where you can get in there and the surgeons and the doctors can train on how to use the Da Vinci instead of actually having to use the machine itself and take away from the operation time and that type of thing. And we were able to give them the money to purchase that. And Mark had also, as I was telling you earlier, Mark had also, they had purchased the latest and greatest Da Vinci, so now Mercy Medical up there has two Da Vinci robotic surgical machines and the simulator. And it's the only place in California that has all three.
Were you friends of Lewis?
Yes. Yes, we were good friends.
So we know his name and that he was a leader in the community and that he was, you have a golf scholarship that you do in his honor.
Yes, we have the Lewis shootout in September.
Okay. So, how did you come about with the foundation to say we are going to put our energy behind doing the Da Vinci? Was there
a
correlation?
That wasn't something that's all over the place.
No, actually, Louis had a different type of cancer than the actual Da Vinci they use it for. We felt that Northern California lacked some of the surgical things that were needed. And the Da Vinci was one of those things that men that had prostate cancer had to go to San Francisco or Irvine was the closest Da Vinci and doctors that used it for prostate cancer. And we felt that we really needed to increase the stuff in Reading, so people didn't have to travel out of town. And so we, contacted Mercy when Steve and the rest of us put together the foundation and we said, hey, this is what we want to do. We want to help you get the money to do this. You know, are you in? And he's going, yeah, let's go. And, it happened a lot faster than we anticipated. And it worked out wonderfully. In our first year, they were able to bring the Da Vinci. It was just, you know, the stars aligned and we were able to get one here within the first year. And then it's just snowballed from there because it was so good and the doctors liked it so much. They said, we've got to get the three arm.
Fantastic.
We got to get it. So they went out and were able to get another one. And then we told them, we said, hey, we got, you know, all this money we're going to give you. You know, we want to put it to something. And he goes, we need a simulator. And we said, let's go. Here you go.
You know, I can't say enough about what you all do.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something for the community. And again, we're talking about what a great place Reading is.
Yeah.
That the community stands up to do things for each other.
Yes,
And Louis Miramontes, you know, what a wonderful legacy for him to have inspired his friends to continue on to help others. I mean, I can't get any better than that.
Yeah. You know, when Louis was going through his thing, you know, they had to travel a lot, you know, and my brother-in-law had prostate cancer and he had to go to Irvine and everybody, you know. And it's traveling.
UC Davis, they have to go everywhere.
That's right.
And why not be able to do it here?
That's right. Why not?
Why do we have to send our veterans on an 8-hour, 9-hour trip, a round trip to be able to be seen when we could be doing it here?
That's right.
And the whole thing is, in this case, you all, the civilian, our community. Okay, let's put it this way. The civilian community got together and said, we're not going to do this. We're going to fix it right here. And we did. But when you get into something government-wise, you can't do that. Because it's just, if you look at Dallas Buyers Club, the movie, it drives that home. Yeah. Anyway, but what you did and your organization is just fantastic.
And one other thing, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but we partnered up January 1st with the North State Cancer League. And now both organizations are working together to raise money for cancer awareness in Northern California and keeping all the money local. Everything stays local.
Yeah, you know, that was one of the things that people, they saw it going to national levels. And I did hear that, is that they got together so that, no, anything we raise, we keep it here. And, you almost need to do that.
People are starting to look at that a lot more.
Yeah, because you lose control of it.
That's right.
And, you start looking at some of these, I hate to say it, some like the some of the Wounded Warrior organizations. Right. I'm not saying the Wounded Warrior, but Wounded Warrior organizations. And you find out that a lot of their money is going to overhead.
That's right.
So, so you want to keep that as,
that's an example.
Keep it close, yeah.
But, so how is, Sunset Rotary?
We're good.
I've been looking at Most Wanted, haven't seen your all's photos lately.
Well, we kind of went through a transition where we kind of matured a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, you've got something coming up here, though, too.
Yes,
right?
We do. Our salmon feed. Our salmon feed is coming up on March 29th.
Wait a minute. Your non-salmon feed.
Non-salmon feed. You're
Let's
right.
Get it straight
I'm
here.
I'm sorry.
If you
want right.
to have a great time, if you want to, how do they get tickets?
You can call myself at 224-2345, and I'll get you set up with some tickets. We do have tickets available. Tables available.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. We actually just got started a little late this year and just got them out.
Somebody came in and talked to me about it. Said, come on, bring it on. Where's that public service announcement here? We'll just bring you guys on and talk about it. If you talk about a party. Now, what kind of place is it when you give
when
some of the raffle items seems like boxes of cigars, guns,
yeah,
you know,
right.
and at the same time you get piano lessons. I'm not
yeah.
sure here.
But you guys then also take your money that is from your Rotary and you put it to great use.
Yes. All that money stays local. We actually, our school sponsor is Pioneer High School. So we actually give scholarships to the Pioneer people as needed.
That's great.
And
I've taught at Pioneer.
Yeah.
That's right up there in Shasta High School area, right?
Yeah, I almost had to go there.
So. Shasta, Pioneer is for those kids that may be having a couple problems.
Yes.
But they are not trouble with the law or anything,
nope.
just some problems, and they get into the Pioneer system, in which their whole job is to get them back into, up to the level.
Right.
And get everything going together, and then they go right back into the school, and it's a great idea.
That's right. We,
I was quite pleased by it.
It's a great school. I mean, it really is. They do a wonderful job down there. They don't get enough credit. I'm sorry, but they don't get enough
They're
credit.
They're kind of hidden back there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they do. Because I tell you what, the next step is juvie.
That's right.
The next step's juvie.
And
things change dramatically
and
there.
They keep
or Oasis.
Yeah, they keep most of the kids away from that.
Yes.
Because they channel it. Let's do it, and they get them through. They get them their GED, their diploma.
That's right. They get them through.
Yeah, it's right. Wonderful school.
Well, you know what? So $50,000 to buy a simulator.
Simulator, yes.
Now this is like a jet flight simulator that the pilots use. So they practice everything right here. It's not the same thing as going in.
Nope.
But it's as close as they can get, so they get very familiar with the controls, the equipment, what it looks like, how it works.
Right, and they're an Intuitit who actually manufactures the DaVinci came up and gave the presentation at the board meeting, and hopefully with the way things are going and the way Mercy has handled this thing, we will become a training center, so doctors will be able to come up here and train on the simulator. Because we're the only one in Northern California for sure. We're the only one in California right now. So Redding will become a hub for training on the Da Vinci.
That'd be good.
That would be nice.
You know, I also heard too, because after you've done like 300 or 400 hours on the Da Vinci on the simulator.
Right.
You're ready, but you know, there's chases that are kind of maybe few and far between so that the, Sunset Rotary was going to volunteer as subjects to have your prostates looked at by the Da Vinci machine.
Yeah, all the past presidents are going to be able to do that. So I was going to volunteer every one of them.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If I'm going to dish it out, I got to be able to take it.
Okay. You're also involved in the Special Olympics.
Yes.
And I can't say enough about that. So.
And that's coming up.
When is that?
First weekend in June.
Oh boy.
We so enjoy participating in that.
And we want you to again.
Well, you know what? If there's anything we can do on that, of course we'll do that. And of course the March
29th. I'm still hacking, but after that last one, I was so embarrassed that I started taking lessons.
She did.
I heard
she
did.
She started taking lessons.
And I can't stand to be up there and have people look at you and you miss the ball. Miss the ball.
And I told you, Bill's now at Riverview. Bill
yes,
DeWilt.
Yes, totally.
And
that's right.
He's one of the best teaching pros.
And he has said, Linda, come on down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we now have a title sponsor this year.
Oh, great.
So Omega Mortgage stepped up and became
sponsor. Two nice guys.
And now guaranteed, Special Olympics is guaranteed a certain amount of money.
Oh, fantastic.
Plus we'll be able to either, you know, talk to other charities or enhance the golf tournament. You know, so it's really, I mean, it's really been a good year for Louis and the Pro-Am. And
you know what? A lot of, you know, when good years are brought on by extremely a lot of hard work.
Yes.
And then the fruits of that labor have come, and that just gets you going for the next year. So thank you so much for what you've done.
And thank you guys for helping us.
Oh,
appreciate it.
You know what? If we can shine a little bit of light on or give let people know what's going on, then our day is full. But it's you all out there down in the trenches that are doing these things. I mean, just outstanding.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back, with UPREP. We're going to be talking what's going on with UPREP.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR. The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning. How are you? It's currently... God, is that Prince?
That would be Oingo Boingo, man.
Oh, Oingo Boingo.
They look alike.
Not seeing a lot of resemblance.
How many people that were ice skating and ice dancing skated to Prince? There were two. That's fabulous. 100% chance of rain today. Looks like we're going to have 80% tonight. This is a great Monday morning. I love the rain. We're so happy to have it. I feel like everybody's disposition is just kind of like, wow, this is great. It's refreshing. And if you're hearing a bunch of that, that's Carl snapping his headphones on. So good morning, honey.
I would like to know how in the – because we have so many shows here over the weekends. And when I come in, the headsets are upside down. How do you do that?
They fall off.
No, the wires are going in the opposite direction. I can't figure this one out. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show it's because there's many things I can't figure out. But pretty soon I'm gonna have to stop using ignorance as a, as an excuse since we've been doing this for 5 years. Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's Alliance Heating and Air. They're going to come out and fix it. They're going to come out and tell you what's wrong. They're going to treat your heating and cooling problems as if it was in their own home. I can't say enough about Martin and all the people at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
With us this morning is Lane Carlson, who's the assistant principal for UPrep.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You guys have a really big, fun, kind of a fundraiser casino. Is it a casino night?
It is,
oh,
yes.
Gosh. Because we were there last year and it was spectacular. It was one of the best events
times.
Of the year.
Great time.
It is a lot of fun and it's extremely important for us. It's our UPrep Educational Foundation that puts on this event annually. This year is called The Greatest Show on Earth. It's a circus theme.
Mm.
It's going to be this Saturday, March 8th, at 5 p.m. at the Redding Elks Lodge.
Mm-hmm. Well, last year, again, like we said, we went and it was a tremendous night. The food was spectacular.
Yeah,
somebody
was,
who,
yeah.
the people who are putting this thing on definitely know how to create the ambiance for a great night. That's all I can say. How do you get tickets?
You can get your tickets online at myuprep.com.
All right. Well, you know what, Lane, at the break before we started this, I was, looking at you and I was thinking, you know, I get to see him in a cowboy hat. And I was like, so Lane, you know, and your name and, you know, he's a good looking buck, by the way, for anybody listening. Are you embarrassed about that?
A little.
Oh, well, you shouldn't be. So I was asking you about how you got into higher education. I'm curious
you're
about
have to
that.
Get over this embarrassment because if you stand here for longer than 3 minutes at a time, it hits all of us here.
Okay. So Lane, how did you get, for our listeners, because you always wonder with, you know, principals, it says, how did you get to where you are? I mean, what's your background?
Well, my background is a little unique probably as far as educators are concerned. I went to college to become a forester, and that is what I did. I went up to Idaho and got a degree in forestry, came back locally and worked for Sierra Pacific Industries for about 5 years, did that. But I've got a little bit of an extroverted personality, and so I kind of went back to my original calling, I guess you would say. Apparently when I was, you know, starting the career exploration thing in high school, I said I wanted to be a science teacher. And I think as most educators, I was influenced by my teachers growing up. I was a Enterprise High School grad. And
really?
I've had some great science teachers and some of the best, I think. And so just was inspired by that and went back and got my teaching credential locally at Simpson and then started my career at UPrep when they opened their doors in 2004, 2005.
Fantastic. The reason I like that is because, you know, you'll see the face and you'll say, oh, that's the principal. It's nice to know what the journey is of the journey of the principal or the assistant principal or the vice principal or a teacher. How did you, where are you on your journey? And I think it's a great backstory. Carl, when he first came to Reading, he took his GI Bill and got his second teaching credential at Simpson and then did a bunch of
substitute teaching. I substituted over at UPrep. Loved it. I taught Latin.
Oh, all right.
It was early in the year, luckily. I knew E Pluribus Unum and Semper Fi, which was more than they knew.
I was going to say.
It was more than they knew. I said, whoever can tell me what Semper Fidelis means. Win some kind of strange prize. And by the time the second period or end of second period or beginning of third period, they knew what it meant. Those kids are quick. They were passing it around.
Gets around. That's amazing.
The thing I like about UPrep too is y'all, being a charter school, you're set up under completely different rules. It's an at will, if I understand this right.
Yep.
And so, you insist that parents, are also part of the education.
Oh yeah,
that
parents
they have
are
to have
extremely
so many
important
hours.
In our right. community.
And most of the parents are what put this event on. That's happening Saturday night.
Absolutely, yeah. The UPrep Educational Foundation is made up primarily of parents. We have some parents on the foundation of younger students. You know, we're grades 6 through 12, and then we also have some parents on the foundation board who have already graduated. They're several years out, and so that's just nice to see that they want to stay involved and they believe in the mission of the school and they want to help support the faculty.
What is the mission of the school?
The mission of the school is just to prepare students to go on to university and beyond that. So we want to make good critical thinkers and compassionate human beings.
Critical thinkers and compassionate human beings. I like that.
Compassionate conservatism.
Yeah, no, I just, okay.
No, but in your case, but what about the, when you all score like in the highest in the area here, right?
Yeah.
As far on your test for, I mean, for getting into college and this?
Yeah, our scores are consistently among the highest in the county for, our age levels, and that's not easy to do. Shasta County scores very well. We are fortunate to live in the North State. We've got fantastic.
Wow.
We do have.
That.
People need to know this in other parts of the state. I mean, why come up here? Well, one of the things, reasons to come up here is, I mean, there's many reasons that for some reason doesn't, you know, percolate down there. But one of them is our schools. We have a great graduation rate. We have a great education. Now, how many go on to college out of UPREP? Would you say a percentage?
We are in the 90s.
Whoa.
Which is way.
Fantastic.
And here's the big difference between a good education or a really good education at the other schools and UPREP. I think the other schools, their percentage is what, down in the, what, 70s?
Yeah. And it's
something like that.
Still 70s. Good, but.
But I mean, to go on to college is like in the 70s, where yours is like in the 90s.
Right. And I think more than that, it's not just going on to college, but being able to succeed there.
Graduate. Yes. Yeah, that's the other thing, too, is graduate.
How about comprehend? Right. How's that? You know, your brain is massaged enough to be able to take it in. Our assistant principal, Lane Carlson from UPREP, the event is called?
It is called The Greatest Show on Earth. It's our Educational Foundation's annual auction and dinner. Again, it's this Saturday, March 8th. But tickets, I believe you have to purchase them by Wednesday. So if you want to go to a great event.
Yeah. Support UPREP.
Yeah, it's a fantastic, as you guys know, you were there and enjoyed
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
It was, you know, it was a super event. The food was great. The auction items are outstanding. And everybody has just a good time. And you have silent auction, items too that were, if I remember right.
Both, yeah. While the gaming is going on, there's a lot of fun. There's a live band playing and then we have silent auction items that'll close out. I think there's three waves of that before you get into the live auction. Oh, there's some fantastic things. If you're into vacationing this year, we've got all kinds of vacations. A week in Kauai, a week in Maui, Morro Bay. We've got some a B&B in Eureka. All kinds of things. Lots of golf packages, some personal training. That seems to be a trend this year. So we got some of that up on
everybody wants to be good in 2014. Well, I'll tell you, just a little insight. Last year we emceed the event. Again, we had a ball, but we, Sandy and Bill Maston, their daughter goes to UPREP, and they had asked us if we would emcee. So we met and we sat at their table last year and we just had the best time with them. They become dear friends of ours, and they're going on this cruise with us to salute the veterans in the British Isles. So you never know when you're going to meet people, how you're going to connect, what you're, you know, and we love the fact that UPREP and the people that want their children to excel, the integrity. It's all really, to me, bottom line is integrity about just about everything you do. So, Lane, we really appreciate you coming on today. And
Lane, how does somebody, because it is a charter school, how do they apply? Is there an application process? Is there like a cutting process here?
Absolutely. Excuse me. There is an application process every year, January 1st. Well, the applications actually become available in December for the next school year. But applications start being accepted in January. It's very important that you get them in that month of January. That's what we call the first draw period. So all the applications that come in January become the first draw, and then in February is the second draw. And so if we get, you know, for the sixth grade, we have 150 spots. So all the applications we get in January then go into a hopper, and that becomes, they pull them out, and that's our lottery system. So they get placed in the order that they're drawn, and we call them up and accept them.
Is it just a complete, just reach in and take one?
Exactly.
So there's nothing else? Just reach it. Do they have to have a certain GPA or anything like that?
No. It's a pretty extensive application, and if they can get through that and they're on the list, we do ask that they maintain a certain GPA and just
of course
ascertain that you know, that their desire is to succeed academically, and then we help them with that.
All right. UPREP. I like UPREP. I think all of our schools, children, our kids in this town are very lucky. Yeah. You have U Prep, you've got a private school, Reading Christian and a couple others, but U Prep, all of them are another reason to come to this town. Okay, one more time, a phone number and how to get a hold of these tickets.
Well, you can call the school for information at 245-2790, but the tickets can be purchased online at myuprep.com. Again, myuprep.com by Wednesday.
All right. Our assistant principal of UPrep, Lane Carlson, thanks so much.
Thank you guys both.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
I want to remind
everybody. Under the top. Under the big top.
I want to remind everybody that about the other things that are going on this coming weekend. And we'll do that at some other time. I think I've run out of time here. Thank you so much, UPrep. And I hope this is a great, great, great fundraiser. You all thoroughly rate it and deserve it. What a great school.
Thank you very much.
What a great school. All right, we'll be right back with Enjoy Magazine, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew. In Washington, Americans boosted spending in January despite the harsh winter weather, but activity was much weaker in December than first reported. Financial analyst Hugh Johnson likes the report.
It's encouraging to see a good number. It's encouraging to see spending up 0.4%. That doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a pretty good increase. It's better than we'd expected.
Meanwhile, the Commerce reporting that spending did rise by 0.4%, even as the downward revision took the gain in December down to 0.1%, smaller than hoped for. February was a good month for Chrysler and Nissan. SRN's Linda Kenyon has a report on U.S. auto sales.
Chrysler and Nissan enjoyed double-digit sales gains in the U.S. last month as consumers bought more pickups and small SUVs. Nissan saw a sales increase of almost 16%. Chrysler sales jumped 11%. For Chrysler, sales of Ram pickups led the way with gains of 26%. Nissan was led by a 73% jump in the sales of the Rogue crossover SUV.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon. Western leaders now voicing support for Ukraine. The Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says that Russia's military actions in the Crimean Peninsula are all wrong.
They present an illegal, and I would reiterate again, an illegal power in Crimea.
And Secretary of State Kerry heads to Kiev tomorrow. Tourists flocked to the monuments in the nation's capital yesterday to enjoy fairly warm temperatures, but the National Weather Service's lead forecaster Bruce Terry says several states seeing snow from a big system today.
It's like the best snows during the day Monday are going to be from eastern Kentucky through West Virginia, much of Virginia, Maryland, Delaware.
And the latest blast of harsh winter weather forecast to lay down 8 to 12 inches. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
A House panel that heard from the IRS officials last year regarding the scandal in which conservative groups, especially Tea Party groups, were targeted is going to hear more testimony this week. They'll be hearing firsthand from the former official at the center of the scandal who refused to testify last time around. California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa told Fox News Sunday it's not clear why IRS worker Lois Lerner has now decided to testify.
Well, we really don't know. What we do know is that during the intervening period, we've interviewed all the people around her to build a case for why she is at the center of this targeting.
That's California Congressman Daryl Issa, and he appeared yesterday on Fox News Sunday. Residents in three California foothill communities heading home following a powerful storm that threatened to unleash mud on neighborhoods beneath unstable hills scarred by recent wildfires. This is SRN News. With much of the East battling what it hopes is the last big winter storm of the season, the House is gearing up to consider legislation to provide some relief from the skyrocketing home heating bills.
Among the bills to be brought up, the HEAT Act, or Home Heating Emergency Assistance Through Transportation. The measure would allow truck drivers to drive for longer hours in order to deliver propane and other home heating fuels. Other bills would speed up the permitting process for energy construction projects and ease some regulations on coal-fired electricity plants. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Police in northern Mexico say they've detained about 40 people who were apparently planning to demonstrate in support of captured drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The move comes after a similar march demanding Guzman's release last week brought out about 1,000 enthusiastic supporters in the capital of the northern Sinaloa state. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is March the 3rd, 8:07 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Jimmy has told me when we get into Cork, there's a tavern on McCurtain Street called Dan Lowry's. Go there if you want the best fish and chips you've ever had.
Ooh, really?
Ooh, that's right. And, but let's, I'll tell you what, let's start off with our friends from Wells Fargo and our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondek.
Good morning,
Chris.
Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into a new trading week, and the markets remain under pressure amid the tensions developing in the Ukraine. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 158 points at 16,163. The S&P 500 down 15 points at 1844, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 39 points at 4268. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 216 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up 15 cents at $526.39, Microsoft down 70 cents at $37.61, Facebook off 71 cents at $67.75, and Intel's down 39 cents at $24.37. Of local interest, Safeway up 25 cents at $37.70, Costco down 83 cents at $115.97, Harley-Davidson down $1.31 at $64.74, and Sturm Ruger down 87 cents at $62.87. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.62%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil's up $2.59 a barrel at $105.16, and precious metals are higher with gold up $27 an ounce at $13.52.80, while silver's up 38 cents at $21.57. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 here in the morning. If you want to find out what's going on Wall Street, they're up at 4:30 in the morning finding out. They're getting the best information they can get. And they're there to help you with your retirement planning, with your investments and all of this. And why not do it with somebody that you can look at? Look across the table at and discuss things with them and from right here in your own city. Stop by Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561 and set up an appointment. Let's go to Terry right now, and he's telling us what's happening tonight. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Linda. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. That's great.
Good. Tonight at 2570 Bonneview Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock, Fred Kelly Grant is going to be speaking. It's a very, very, very important meeting for the public. He has decided to help the city of Reading, and they have hired him, literally, to fight CARB. And as we all know, what's happening with these filters and the restrictions they're putting on our trucks, that's going to affect every facet of our economy. That affects every
level
single person.
That's right. Fred was on the show Friday. I know he was on a couple of shows yesterday here on KCNR. And here's a great opportunity, as you said, not to steal your thunder here, but this guy is going to talk to you about the impact it's having, and it already is having an impact, and what they can do to fight it.
Yes, and also he's going to be teaching people on what they can do about this. And if you're a trucker, a contractor, or anybody like that, this is a meeting you need to be at. There was a big meeting on Saturday, as you know,
right,
at the city council chambers, and Fred was speaking, spoke for about 4 hours, helping these folks. And this is something where, you know, we have to start really digging in and fighting against these overreaches by these different agencies.
Yeah. Okay, that's tonight. What time? 6 p.m.?
6 o'clock, 2570 Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church.
Thanks a lot, Tara.
Sure.
You bet. Okay, what's, Linda, our weather today?
Okay, Shasta Gas Propane always brings, the weather to us every morning here on KCNR. 8:09 in the morning, if you're just tuning in with us, we're going to have, I love it, 100% chance of rain. You know, that's, you know, hey, rain, rain. Love it. And, actually saturated. Don't mind it when the clothes get wet running into the place of work. We're happy with that. Temperatures around 52. We're not going to get much higher than that. 55 are the highs. Tonight we have 80% chance of rain with our lows of 49. Throughout the week, it looks like chance of showers tomorrow is 30%. I like these percentages again, across the way. Tuesday, 60%. We go back up on Wednesday night with 100% chance of rain. So, again, pull, if you got your, if you have your pads out that go on your chairs, cause we had those out for the longest time. Seriously.
Yeah, now they're just, they each
I
weigh.
I pull my pads in.
Each weigh 100 pounds now. Hey, how do you sleep in the rain?
You mean cushions.
Cushions, that's what she means.
I sleep great. Yeah, cushions. Yeah, cushions. I guess cushions is a better, is more proper word than pad. But anyway, yeah, so, the windows were open last night. I love to sleep in the rain, and it was even better, especially with, we were talking about, how, earlier with our guest that workout packages seem to be kind of the thing for a lot of fundraisers because people want to get in shape in 2014. So I've been going to the gym, which means that my body's been achy a little bit more, and I have to go into change my number on my sleep number bed. And I've gone to a 40 because I need that extra little space, and I can do it. Because I can change my numbers. I love being in control. You know that.
Yeah, there's a control thing in my number 35, and we can do that because we have the dual air technology, which makes a perfect bed for couples because one can be a little bit firmer than the other and that when you're sleeping. And right now, if you've been thinking about getting a sleep number, a bed, and you should, you thought, well, they're so expensive, but right now you can, can you really afford another sleepless, restless night? Introducing the new All Sleep Number Classic Series with Queen Mattresses starting at only $6.99. Now, that's the cost of just a regular mattress, and I promise you, you are going to love this thing. It's featuring the latest innovations. The Dual Air technology has been clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality and help your neck, shoulders, back, and hips for a more appropriate spinal alignment. Great Queen Mattresses, again, start at just $6.99. Right now, also, save $400, the lowest price ever on the popular Sleep Number P5 bed. Now, where do you go? You go over to our local Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, and you stop by and you see either a Brian or Janice, because they are going to show you what sleeping really is. Sleep Number stores.
Okay.
Do they have a Sleep Number app yet?
By the way, our guests this morning are Rhonda Ball and James Masada of Enjoy, and that was James, of course, if it had an app.
Just jump in.
No, absolutely, you should jump in. In fact, if you ever want to spend the night, I'll let you, like, sleep on the side of the, when Carl's not there, of course. And you can try.
Let's go back in here. You're gonna let James sleep there if I'm not there. Does that mean you're gonna be there?
So what, you two gonna check each other's sleep numbers out? Sleepover.
Yvonne, if you're listening to this, I had nothing to do with this. This is not my idea of a good time. Now, if James wants to come over when Linda's gone, that might be a little different.
We're so excited to have, it's called Lucky You, by the way, the Enjoy.
The part about the sleep number?
Our March issue, and of course it's got the, the darling, you know, what do you call that piece around the head? There's a name for it. Like, you know.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
It's
don't
like
know.
A
wreath? How about a wreath?
Well, it's okay. It's like a fairy wreath, if you will. And,
but to me, it reminds me of, like, you know, English
yes,
countryside.
Like maypole.
Yes,
like
Scottish.
Be, yes.
The flowers. And
darling
the hair.
Red hair and, of course, the four-leaf clover. So the Enjoy magazine. Now, I know, I have to just tell you guys, there's probably been about no less than three comments in the last week of people saying, I just love, oh, I know people were here out of Boise, Idaho.
Oh,
that come to Reading and then go down to, from Woodland, have family in Woodland, and they just love the Enjoy magazine. This, oh my God, I love Enjoy. So I love to hear that people outside of the area know of the magazine, think it's the classiest thing going. We've heard more comments about it. And every month you outdo yourself.
Thank
now
you.
We're, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's time
we
to take
love
a break.
Being here.
Okay, so it's Monday morning, and we'd love to be able to start our first Monday of the month with you. We are doing longer. We've changed our format. We're doing longer talk now and less commercials.
But we still have to take a commercial break. and it just
we
happens
come
to be
back,
right now.
It's all you.
They're concentrated.
Yeah. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a top choice. Mary's Homemade Pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's Meatballs with the Meatball Kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822 or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews or register for a class. This is Ted Leidy and I will see you at the range.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here on Monday, March the 3rd. First Monday in March, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts, with the largest selection, I can say as largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff to help you at no cost. They have classes on health, diet. They have raw organic foods for you, raw milk, you name it, amazing foods for life. Are part of what they do. Of course, they're Enjoy Magazine. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Give them a call at 244-9141. They're in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. And, Coach Bob, who's sleeping where? We're not sure yet because Linda's been throwing out invitations
to, welcome to
James Masada from, and
happy Monday morning and welcome to James Masada and Rhonda Ball.
And
Rhonda's thanks so much.
Fanning herself right
thank
here.
Thank you
not
so
sure
much for waiting for
here.
Us That's this right. morning with, we had to do all, shout outs to all of our wonderful sponsors. And the March issue of Enjoy Magazine, we were talking about Orchard Nutrition. You've got, I saw these guys at Adamson's, grand opening, on page 13. You have, our roots. So mm-hmm. you've got something that you're, what's going on with
we're,
that?
We're doing
article.
A story on.
We have a story about Orchard Nutrition and, this is just a story about how they started and Joe Martino, the owner of Orchard Nutrition, he went to school to, you know, he learned how to, he learned all about nutrition and, they've been in Reading for over 30 years. So
it just gets people to know the family and kind of where their heart is for the community and,
so
and what they do. Cause you know, right now they've been around for so long that they're at that point where they just see and appreciate the community coming in and shopping there and they do a lot of really great things in giving back to the community besides just your health and the ability for you to turn your health around and give you great quality foods and supplements and, you know, all the things that you guys were talking about in your advertisement or the plug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's legitimate.
You know, and they're such a wonderful family. I know we've talked about this before, but they're, one of their daughters has a line of products that are gluten-free.
Amazing foods for life.
Mm-hmm. And we carry those in the store, and they, I have a son that is gluten-free, and they're amazing products. So,
fantastic.
Great name.
In a certified gluten-free environment in their facility there.
Yep.
And so Huck and Vicky are doing a great job there. That is spreading everywhere.
Well, they have gals that you go in when you're looking for a vitamin, and I've never been in there where somebody has said, can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I've been standing in the aisle for more than, let's say, 2 minutes, They know. They come right over. Can I help you? Well, I'm looking for calcium or I'm looking for, just found out that I bought when the big store in a bulk, I bought a certain kind of vitamin that had something in it that wasn't agreeing with me. And I didn't really know it because I thought I was getting a good deal only to find out that had an extra ingredient. So the experts can tell you that rather than just going and trying something off the shelf and saying, oh, I need EQ10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you.
I like it because you feel like you're actually in almost a doctor's office or a pharmacy.
Yes.
And they have their coats on and they're walking around, but they approach you and they, like, they have that back area that looks like, you know, you're in your doctor's office where they write you a prescription or something. But I know that it's.
In-store deli.
Yeah.
Good food. You know what Joe says too is they carry some things, Joe Martino. The owner and his family run it, but he says they carry things that they don't make money on at all. I mean, they do not make money on it, but people need it because you can't sell enough of it, but they would not be able to find it anywhere else. I mean, what can you say about a store that does that for the customers?
Back.
Yeah, it is. Anyway.
So what does the March issue mean for you, Rhonda Ball?
Well,
we'll start with you.
I can tell you that it's our 90th issue, which is huge.
Congratulations. We need applause. Academy Award applause.
That's pretty exciting. 90 issues. So that means we've had 90 different covers and 90 different magazines.
And you're
so,
smiling.
And we're still here.
One, well, each one, too, is when we ask you, well, what's your favorite? And each one, the new one is your favorite.
Yeah.
And that's a great way to be.
We have 90 children. 91 next
that's
month.
That's what I was going to say, too. Yeah. So they're like children. Yeah, and you always like the one that's new.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
So you have, it's nice, and like I said, I was telling you there's probably about 3 people or 4 people in just the last week that have just raved about the Enjoy magazine and how
from
it's...
From outside the area.
From outside the area and how classy it is and how much they love it.
Well, a lot of people don't realize we do mail the magazine to literally all over, and I know we have mentioned it before, but they don't really understand. I mean, I told Rhonda it'd be fun to have some kind of a map like that's on the back of your motorhome where it shows all the, where we have subscriptions to the magazine. Cause you can buy a subscription and give it as a gift and mail mm-hmm. it to somebody anywhere. And we do. We have people all the time going online and, you know, you're basically, all you're doing is paying for the mailing and, you're giving somebody 12 months of our area as a gift for them to read. And
that is so cool. And you have, like I said, so many different, you cover 13 counties, 13 and counting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So this year, this issue, you've got Dunsmuir, you've got Mount Shasta.
Yeah. We have, it's pretty Siskiyou County mm-hmm. heavy, huh? Mm-hmm. And then we have a,
but that's what's nice about yeah. it is yes. it, we do roll with our counties. I mean, right. everybody gets representation. Right. There may be one that's heavily Shasta County related and there's a story here and there, but then, you know, the next one may have two things from Siskiyou County and two from Butte mm-hmm. and two from Tehama. I mean, it really, I mean, we are a Northern California lifestyle magazine. We represent the people of Northern California, which we believe to be, you know, basically north of Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. And I love, believe it or not, I all of your ads are wonderful.
And so that's something that we hear a lot. You yeah. know, people say to us all the time, I read the magazine cover to cover, and I even read the ads. And I think that's great.
Yeah.
That's a really good shot in the arm for the advertisers because,
mm-hmm. And then on the back this month, we have, Mad About March, which is the whole March Madness thing that we're telling in. My wife kind of did this one for us for the store, and this is about you ladies and gentlemen stepping up your game when it comes to hors d'oeuvres
Good.
During March Madness. And, like, you know, chips are great, dips are great, but, like, you know, step it up.
So these are things that you have perhaps yep. in your store?
They are all things that we have in our store.
I do want to know, can I add antelope jerky to any of these?
Okay, so for instance, and it shows it's nice how it's presented. So it's on a beautiful wooden board. I'm sure that you can get at the Enjoy Store.
You can, uh-huh.
So for instance, the far right is called the Alley Oop Sierra Nevada cream cheese blended with penne muffuletta,
yeah.
and fresh cut basil, Corning olive oil, smoke flavored garlic, and hickory smoked almond stuffed. Oil. My mouth's watering.
Mm-hmm.
All of it topped from the hardest sliced baguette.
Yeah.
So,
and even the little hors d'oeuvre samplers are in the store as well.
Are you talking about the little pins?
Pins, uh-huh.
Oh, that is a great gift idea.
You know, yep. every time y'all come on the show, I just hand her the card. And in fact, I don't even hand her the card anymore. She's got her own card, you know, from the business. And she said, I think I'm going to go down and visit James and Rhonda. And I go, okay.
Oh, well, those are darling, the little hostess
just leave
gifts.
Enough to meet payroll this week.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking with James Masada and Rhonda Ball. And, of course, Rhonda, you know, we want to just do a little shout-out for you and on a personal level that you are going to be one of the contestants.
I am, and I just met
She's
my
a star.
Partner.
We're Dancing with the Star, Shasta County style.
Yes, yeah, here we go.
If you need
yeah,
any advice.
We just had our orientation.
Good.
Who's your partner? I don't even know.
A 14-year-old dancer out of...
Yeah, he's from Foothill. He's one of the yeah. club cougars. Isn't
oh,
that
fabulous.
Ironic?
Oh, you're the cougar.
So, do you know what your... Okay, we'll talk later about you. I don't know if you want to say what your dances are.
We don't know yet. We haven't even
met tell you,
to dance
when
yet.
When I was dancing and Kathy Babcock, she said, these are the two dances we're going to do. And I went, okay. And then after like the third time that we had practiced, because I started rehearsing early, which mm-hmm. is a huge, you know, benefit if you can do that.
Right.
She had me doing twirls, you know, doing this, you know, and moving. And she goes, okay, let's just get rid of those twirls. And I said,
dancing
that's,
bear.
There I was. Yeah, okay, thanks a lot.
Oh, boy.
So you got rid of the twirls.
We got rid of the twirls because what they do is they find the dance that you can do
right,
that you're comfortable.
Right.
As it turns out, the tango was meant for me because it is a linear dance.
Mm-hmm.
You go straight, you make a turn, you go, you know, it's like 90 degrees.
Right.
And you pick somebody up and you carry them over there. You know,
it's like marching.
Carrying somebody out of combat. You know,
marching so in the military.
There you go. And it is. And then you have to turn behind to watch your back. You know,
this will be fun.
It's like going on a patrol in a very nasty area.
It'll be fun. And we get to pick our dances and we get to pick our music this time.
Oh.
So,
this is, you know, and I tell you what,
so that's good.
It is for such a good, you know what, you all are such great sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that. And let me tell you this right now, and I will talk about it over and over again as we talk to everybody coming through here. When you go out there, There's going to be 900 and something people of your friends, people that don't know you, all these, I'm just making you feel better right now. But here's the thing. Every one of them is on your site. They really are. And they just, you know, they're there to have a good time. And you know what? Just keep moving, you know, that, which is another tactical thing. Don't stop in the ambush zone. There you go. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and Nabat, Ron DeBall and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine. It's what do you do with Enjoy Magazine is just bring joy and you bring such a positive outlook for the people that may have never been up here in Northern California, and they don't understand what a great place this is. And it takes some, you know, when sometimes all you see out of the paper is the things that get put on the national news is girls that take baths in the chicken washing area, or the burglar that throws a rock and falls back. I mean, they see that, but they don't understand. There's so much beauty
and that's what we see, and I appreciate that.
But I do love the chicken in the rock.
I like that too. That was pretty good. You know, I could go get without the guy with the, you know, FU written on his forehead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR on this Monday morning. How are you? 8:32. Yeah, some of the best stuff happens at the breaks. You know, we're with Enjoy Magazine here with Ron DeBall and James Masada with another fabulous issue. Lucky you, it's the March issue. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. I say that because it's true. Discounts for veterans and for seniors. Man's Last Stronghold. Right there off of Athens Avenue. It's a great place to get a haircut. A place just to kind of catch up too. And Jimmy, yes, I was on my tippy toes because that's how you twirl. But after she noticed that when I was on my tippy toes that I would lean to the right and kind of go off in that direction and sometimes lean to the left and go in that direction. She
about
could
being...
not keep me right in the middle.
Oh, so are you goes, talking about Batman or
Dancing with the
Stars?
With
the
Stars.
Oh,
I don't want
to
get into Batman.
I didn't know Batman
I just
twirls
sat there.
Too.
I stood there. I just stood there with my cape wrapped around me, fighting crime, looking for the bat. Bat signal in the air. Anyway, let's go on.
We're talking about the Wizard of Oz. That's one of the, they're gonna be, you work on that every year at the Cascade.
Well, I just started with Fiddler on the Roof, but I'm doing the props and
okay.
So, getting the props together for this and they're gonna do some pretty fantastic technical stuff this
they
time.
Are.
So I'm really excited about it. And Wizard of Oz is one of my favorite movies.
One of?
Oh, my favorite movie.
Well, and then last night on the
75th.
And last one on the Oscars,
yeah,
they, of course, they pink,
oh
somewhere
my
over
gosh.
The rainbow, and
I
it
like
is,
Whoopi's leggings.
Yeah, well, there you go, and so they really gave a great tribute.
Can I say that one of the snarkiest comments I've ever heard was Ellen DeGeneres when they showed Liza Minnelli.
Oh my God!
And she says,
"You look great, sir."
Sir.
Oh.
And everybody went.
That was my favorite.
And
too.
Then Ellen dressed up as Glinda. That was hilarious.
Oh, that was hilarious.
And it's so funny because I was at that moment was working on the wand for Glinda at home. So
and
I said,
actually,
oh, let's look at it. Let's look at the wand.
Kim Acuna, who is one of my store employees, is Glinda.
Oh.
For this performance.
Oh, yes. Glenda the Good. So
by the way, we are with James Masada and Rhonda Ball of Enjoy Magazine. We're going through the, you know, another great issue here, the 90th issue of Enjoy Magazine.
And we're talking about the story that we've, in this month's issue, that we're covering the Wizard
of Oz. It's got the red
shoes. And this is what we do on the first Monday of every month. Mm-hmm. We bring in Enjoy Magazine and talk about things that are happening in our great area out there.
So we're kind of flipping around in the magazine. So we're kind of going to the Wizard of Oz. And the fact that you, Rhonda, work with this production, are going to be working with this production, and they're going to be doing something very different. This is such a community project, by the way.
Yes, it is. And there's going to be some video involved and hopefully some...
Spill.
Yeah,
spill it.
No, I can't really. There's going
to
be some...
We have a flying monkey back in our office back there if you'd like to use it.
Oh.
I mean, it's kind of nasty, in fact. You've got to come pick them up right now.
And the costumes are amazing.
Oh my gosh,
the ladies that are doing the costumes.
Has it already been cast? Everything been
cast?
Oh, yeah.
It starts the end of this month.
Oh.
Yeah. And
March 29th.
Yeah. And
a lot of things happening.
And Matt is doing the makeup, and he's just
what a
amazing.
Great guy he is. I tell you what, you know what? I mean, I just... met him for the first time for when he, you know, sprayed my eyes black. And he did say, close your eyes. He said, and he told me what was going to happen. Yeah, Bob, I had my whole face up there for that Batman goes, black like that.
Yeah, but he
you
was
know, and
tremendous.
The other thing too is that you don't have to talk as Batman. You just have to look.
Yeah, you can see it on Facebook. Let's talk about some more things that are going on in the Enjoy because of course it's, you're doing a couple tribute to some pubs and some Irish
Patrick's Day.
Shameless O'Leary. We have a nice little story about Shameless O'Leary, which
and everybody knows the Shameless boys.
Yes,
well, not really.
You know what? Our Nate Alberea's sport, you know, NorCal sports show is. He's had, in fact, this Tuesday is going to be at Shameless.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. He does that every so often. We just hope we get the equipment back.
All right. So what happened?
So they're our neighbor, and we're just, you know, bringing awareness to the fact that this is a great place to go.
Oh.
And it
Killer
really,
burgers.
Yeah.
Oh, and their Irish nachos are amazing.
She's obsessed with the Irish nachos.
What's Irish nachos?
Oh, my gosh.
Irish nachos.
It's like fried potatoes.
Oh,
like
stop.
Like wedges, and then it's... smothered in cheese
and bacon.
And bacon.
Or
it doesn't go into my gluten free diet, does it?
Or corned beef. You can have corned beef, but I always get bacon.
Chopped corned beef on it. Or you can have it both ways.
Uh-huh.
And then sour cream and chives.
And green onions. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
However, and that is brilliant, but I have to say I'm totally obsessed with the bubbles and squeak. I mean, I could sit there and eat, and it's like
bubbles and squeak. Squeak's the sausage, right? And the or is that
this one? Doesn't have it. It's more of like I don't know, some kind of like three or four cheese. Like
we're talking about Shameless O'Leary's right now,
and it's
which
got
is very
so
shameless.
Much garlic and and it comes in. They put it's oven, you know, so the top is crispy, not burnt, but you know what I mean, darkened cheese. It's almost like a glorified mac and cheese in some sense, but it's unbelievable.
Okay, now that we've plugged Shameless O'Leary's.
Yeah, program, well, we have Bluegrass.
There's $150 worth of free advertising.
It is March, and it's definitely Shameless O'Leary's. So, you've got Bluegrass. You have an article on Bluegrass. And let's see, you've got some, it's really covered. You guys covered the gamut in this one.
This is one, too, that unfortunately, you know, we quite often get really excited when we write stories. I actually wait for Rhonda to give us the list because this is also where I contact a lot of our vendors that are in our store.
Okay.
This was one that I was really excited about carrying, and unfortunately right now they're a company out of Anderson, and they're called
Fogline
Brew Company, and they brew kombucha, which is the whole kind of living organism probiotic teas with vinegar and stuff. So right now they don't sell it in, you know, commercially. It's
they
done
sell it
in
at
bulk.
Orchard.
Yeah. So back to Orchard again. You can bring your own bottle down and fill your bulk bottles with it there. We have some in our store right now that they brought for us to sample, and it is amazing.
It's a tea.
It is a fermentated process kind of like
And Joe's got it down there at Orchard Nutrition. Huh?
Yeah, and it's this one's green tea based, and it has the vinegars and things like that. Some of the kombuchas that I've tried, you know, are okay, but they're just a little bit, for me, a little bit bitter because of the vinegar. This one, you can definitely smell the vinegar, but it is really a nice drinking kombucha.
What's it called? A kombucha.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was the seaport in the Crimea.
Yeah, probably.
No, we've heard of reports about the fact that that is a healing tea. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who have ailments will go.
Well, it's a live probiotic. You know, for people that want help with
Have you drank a lot of that? Does it change your digestive system?
Yeah, it does. It's actually, that's what it's really intended for, is to really kind of, you know, you see things like Activia, all these new products that are there to put probiotics in your gut. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize, but 70% of your immune system is in your gut. So, you know, you are what you eat adage kind of really does.
Yes. True.
Come ring true, you know?
Right.
So, this is a great product to try.
It's also sold at Sky Natural Foods. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sky. That's also where Roots, I think there's a company called Roots that does the natural. They were at Adamson's, the Roots.
They are. So there are a lot of really great places here in Reading now that you can actually get healthy foods, on a daily basis.
There are. Okay. Hey, you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And talking about this March 7th, this Friday is the winemaker's dinner. I'm not even sure there's still tickets left. There might have been a couple left, but it's a great way to get some great wines from the area and also be paired up with outstanding cuisine made by Chef John Stadelli. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. You know, the thing I like about, I like you said, the ads. Ads are cool what you have in there. But just about, you know, like, you know, bluegrass, teas, climbing, you know, like, what do you have right there when we're talking, Rhonda?
Yates Gear is in Reading, and it's been here for 30 years, and they make a product. They make products for mountain climbing, and they've been, like I said, been making them for 30
years. They've been in here
over
for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And surprise!
And these products are sold all over the world, so... In cute little Reading, we have this manufacturer that makes this awesome equipment.
We have international sales out of here.
Absolutely.
People that do, but you know, can you find them? No, you know, you find them. Sometimes we grab them and bring them in here. We have several internationally, I mean, it's based here, but sells internationally.
Right.
And this one was a new one. I didn't know about
this. The whole premise of our magazine really is, you know, and our passion is people of this community and this part of the world, in my opinion, have incredible choices of world-class products. And I get frustrated that we don't embrace them as our own. Like, they should be buying nothing but our backyard products, because we have products that are world class and are, most people don't even know exist in our marketplace, but are selling as top products in other parts of the world. It's sad that, you know, you make something somewhere and your own people don't even know it exists. And they're not even buying it because they don't know it exists.
Well, you know what? We are thoroughly, you know, we've got a couple of minutes for the break, but we are thoroughly sold on the fact that Reading and Anderson and the North State has is on the cusp, on the brink, I should say, of coming really big. We had a one of our people coming in here
from Indwelling.
From Indwelling, and she says,
Andrea.
And she comes from another place, and she hasn't been raised here. She
Texas.
Goes from Texas, mm-hmm. and she comes and she says, "Art is in the water." And I keep saying this, but art is in the water. You know, Reading can be a trendsetter, and you know what? I think you're absolutely right in the sense that people who lived here their whole lives don't understand what a great place Reading is, mm-hmm. and what a great place it could be.
Mm-hmm. Well, James Masada and Rhonda Ball are our guests, and let's talk about your magazine, Enjoy. We're going to take a break here on this Monday morning. It's 8:43, and when we come back, we'll yaks. I mean, that's an interesting that's coming out here because we saw yaks close, but mm-hmm. there's now another yaks opening, and where is that? We'll talk about that
okay. When
we get back. How about that teaser? KCNR 1460.
Come on, everybody! Clap your hands! Oh, you're looking good!
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Reading, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Relax, fever.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I love that.
Yeah,
don't stop believing. You know what? Don't stop believing. You can't ever stop believing. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It is 8:48 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. 52 degrees out there. The weather rock, it's soaked. I turn it over, and it's wet down there, too. So it's wet everywhere. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Leonard and his associates have a huge selection of loose diamonds there that you can get. They have a direct conduit to Israel. And they also have estate jewelry that is absolutely beautiful. Linda always goes there to get her estate jewelry. The only trained watch repairman in town. No matter where you take your watches, they have to be repaired. They're going to eventually end up at Four Winds Jewelry. So all these things he has going for him, Leonard and his associates, right there. Four Winds Jewelry, good prices, honest man. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Our guests, Rhonda Baugh and James Masada of Enjoy Magazine, and we are so happy to have them here.
Before we took our break, we talked about the fact that we have a new Yaks in Dunsmuir.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful article, Rhonda. I mean, some people thought, what happened to Yaks? Well, they're still around.
And he moved to Siskiyou County, Mike Kearns, and opened a Yaks in Mount Shasta and then opened the one in Dunsmuir. And they serve a lot of food there, a lot more food than they did here. And he is, is he a French?
Pastor?
Chef. He's a French chef, or French chef trained. Mm. So, I have not been to this new Yaks here in Dunsmuir, but hope to get there pretty soon.
And the food
looks delicious. It sure does.
It's so much more than just coffee, but
Dunsmuir is a very I don't want to say up and coming place. I mean, they've done an amazing job of just turning that little place around.
Yes. A girlfriend of mine stopped there on the way past Mount Shasta. We were going up to the mountains and we had coffee. One of the little places that was right along the water there with the frontage street.
Mm-hmm.
And, next to it was a secondhand store, used clothing, mm-hmm. but it was really funky and fun. And I thought, where are we? It's just, 45 minutes from here or less?
Yep.
So that's wonderful. And again, you're covering 13 counties and you've got something else here. Should we talk about Chico and where you get the best printed paper, and what is this place?
Well, we've known this couple for quite some time, and they're really a very artistic, amazing company. That are a couple and company. They have a beautiful home. They have several adopted children from all over the world, which, you know, the kids are just absolutely precious if you get to know them. But they're very artistic and creative, and they are called Wild Ink Press in Chico. And it refers to the fact that they do all handmade stationery and cards on 100-year-old plus letterpress machines. So to watch them even be produced is amazing. And this is old technology where these, you know, machines have these big spinning wheels and, you know, plates that push down on paper and do embossing and debossing. So this is very old school. But it's very coveted again because it's, you know, what's old is new again.
And it's quality.
It's quality. I mean, and every piece they do is, you know, painstakingly designed by them and created in limited quantities.
Is it a store?
They don't have a store. They sell product, to retailers. They have a website, that you could go to. We are going to be carrying all their letterpress in the store. But they're just wonderful, wonderful people.
So you can get your own, like, private stationery?
I believe you can, yeah. I don't know.
We have to order it,
yeah.
Yes.
I think it's possible, yeah. I don't know 100% sure, but what they do, I mean, out of their kind of stable of the variety that they produce, there's always something for everyone. And these are just meticulously handmade.
It says that their products are found in 120 boutique stores and are sold online through their Etsy store.
Yeah.
And they also have their products are also sold by Paper Source and Papyrus.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Papyrus, yeah.
That's a popular, always have super high-end stuff.
So if you're in Papyrus, you know what kind of quality.
Yeah, right. And then you'll be carrying them then as well.
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what else is new in the store? What would you say is if you had to pick a favorite item that's come in, what'd you put your hands on and go, oh my gosh?
Well, this month's, first, you know, obviously to give due diligence because she's our focus is Deborah Skanecki. And she does a lot of the pillows that you see in our store, and she's kind of, famous around town and does a lot of like the roses and rust and stuff. And so these are where you get these gorgeous handmade pillows that, you know, say love and you and me and home and Mr. and Mrs. and,
love
you know, so, she is our feature product for March. So we carry, and she, you know, quite a few of her pillows in both of our store locations. So, you know, if you're looking for that special gift, you can also get one that says established in, and she'll do a custom date for you. So it's a great, you know, wedding gift if somebody's getting married.
That's wonderful.
Right now, you know, it's so hard. We get so many things. We have so many things that we're looking at. But the latest thing that we just brought in, which I'm really excited about, and actually Rhonda and her beau did a little road trip for me to pick it up over on the coast, is Johnstein's. And they're a nursery, and they we have a beautiful stand in both of our locations. They make these really great, fun gifts that are live trees and or starter kits that are these really cool paper tubes.
Whoa.
With great graphics, and inside are little tubes with dirt and seeds and how to take care of and grow these really unique plants. And so you can buy yourself a giant sequoia or a redwood.
Dogwood.
Dogwood.
Great wedding present.
They have Venus fly traps and bonsai trees that you can start. So the whole thing is you buy these kits and start them. And then what's cool is that on the outside of one of the bonsai tree is they've got a little barcode that you scan with your smartphone, and it'll give you instructions on how and teach you how to bonsai. So this is a really cool new product that we have there, and we're really excited for Arbor Day.
You know, we could probably take any of those and kill those right away.
Yeah.
We have a bad record. You know, bonsais that last for 1,000 years. We have a bad record of taking bonsais in the space of 6 months. It sits there, and the only thing we have left is a little figurines that are in this beautiful
We try, though.
We try hard.
The nice thing for you, the people like you that don't have a green thumb, is that they're guaranteed. So if you kill you can return it and try again.
Yeah, but we used to.
But don't if
one
you
place,
really know you're going to kill it, because
well, we
that's
don't
not
try
fair.
To do it. We
I
don't
mean,
try to kill it.
It's a wonderful idea.
I don't want to look at you two and think that you end life.
No,
so
birthdays. So this sounds great for a birthday or a wedding, because it's like new beginnings.
Mm-hmm. Arbor Day.
Oh, when is that?
April 5th.
Oh, my
coming
God.
Up.
Well,
and then we also have Redwood Seeds, which are, we have all kind of gardening seeds now that come in. They're all organic, hand-grown seeds in Mount Lassen area. And we've got about 50 different seed packs for you to start your gardening. So from lettuce to tomatoes, cucumbers, these are all locally generated and germinated seeds here. So you're not getting a seed pack out of some big box that you don't
again,
have any idea.
Again, it's locally and all that. By the way, this is called a garland. Not a wreath.
Oh,
it's a garland.
Oh, a garland. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay.
Now,
how is the store in Red Bluff?
It's great.
We haven't been there yet, and so I encourage our listeners
to... It's right up your alley.
Yeah. I would love to look at antique stores. I love to go there. Check out your store, see what's
just
going.
Just not our store, but Main Street right now.
Yes.
Since we've moved in, I think there's 4 new stores on the block that have opened.
Yeah. That would be a nice girl trip. Yep. Let's go spend a couple, 2 or 3 hours and just go to
Lunch,
Red Bluff.
Do the stores.
Get lost. Where the heck are we? I mean, why, you know, you're right here.
Get lost too easily.
Yeah. Right.
Come in
wonderful.
To enjoy the store and shop. And while you're there, sit down and, do a flight of wine at the wine bar in the store and shop and drinky poo and
definitely
nibbles or get a coffee. We have a full coffee bar.
I am going to do that.
You said drinky poo, James.
Drinky poo because he knows me well.
James said drinky poo.
Yes. So with your finger
up
in the air,
you have to know who you're talking to.
With your pinky finger,
it goes a long way. If she's a drinky poo kind of girl.
Well, listen. I tell you, I'm going to commit to going to the store in March. Mm-hmm. And spending some time in Red Bluff and seeing your store and all that stuff. I love your store, and I know that you have had so many things that have been in demand because you get just a little bit of an artist, maybe a handful of artist goods that maybe come into Red Bluff that don't make the Reading store, and it's vice versa.
There are, definitely. Mm-hmm. And we have some really cool things coming in the not-too-distant future, and we'll be writing about them. So you'll hopefully get to see them in the next few issues.
Well, Mother's Day is coming up, and I always love your little specials.
But some
that
really
you do.
cool things that are just kind of like, wow.
Like great big things.
Yeah.
Great big things.
Yeah. Stop teasing me. Because I love your jewelry, too, because you have great, fabulous pieces as well, you know. Great art pieces, and you've covered a lot of art in this issue as well, as you always do.
Yep.
Always highlight. We've talked about restaurants, but we didn't talk about some of the art and the galleries that you've done.
There's a beautiful gallery in Mount Shasta that we have an article this month on that we didn't really cover or talk about, which is well worth the trip.
Snow Creek Studios.
Snow Creek Studios, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're fantastic.
Yep.
So yeah, you know, when we get to come on here, you know, we get to spend an hour, which, you know, when you come in mentally, you think that's a long time, but the reality of it is, you know, we only cover probably, what, maybe a third of the stories that mm-hmm. are in the issue. So mm-hmm. if you think that you heard them all, you can pick up a magazine and there's going to be two times that.
And of course you can get magazines right here and they're all over town, but most of ours are gone usually in the first.
We brought you more today.
Okay, good. We need, so come on down today and pick up another magazine and the,
and visit the store.
Visit the store, of course.
Right downtown.
Like you said, you got so many things in there that are just outstanding. And you know, the natural, you know, the honey, used to have the honey there and all the spices.
Yeah. Mm.
I tell you what, we've been fortunate enough to have people that are, you know, they have hives.
Well, and thank God we got this rain because there was concern
that
we weren't going to get the rainfall that we needed. And, you know, that really hinders the growth of flowers.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And the honeybees were going to have a challenge this year. So, you know.
Well, not now. I think we're going to have new life, and it's going to be spring forward, and March is going to be just the best March ever. And go pick up your Enjoy magazine, your March issue called Lucky You. It's a great 2014. We're so happy to have Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine. And like we said, the issue's still out, and you can go to the store and see what's going on.
It's going to be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Steve Medak from Wells Fargo Advisors. We're going to be talking about Don't Be Afraid of the Stock Market and also retirement. 8 o'clock, we're having Dr. Piyush Dhanuka on. And Piyush Dhanuka is, I think this is colon cancer month, and he's bringing in the nurses. He's bringing it all in. Tomorrow I'll be talking about that. Plus, I'm sure a couple of other questions, you know, a couple of the things he likes to get into.
Don't be afraid to talk about your parts.
Yeah, this week we have, of course, Congressman Lamoff was on. And you know what? We're going to be looking to Ukraine. We're going to look at what they should be doing there. We're going to be looking at Obamacare, and that is it getting worse, or is it just our imagination that more and more people are in trouble here? Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? But I won't
back down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Thousands of airline flights have been canceled as a winter storm could leave a foot of snow on parts of the East Coast. The bulk of the problems at airports in Washington, D.C., New York, and Philadelphia. Daniel Baker with FlightAware.com says the key to successful air travel is being proactive.
Check your airline flight status online. Rebook before you get to the airport, and don't rely on the airline sending you a new flight itinerary.
The wintry precipitation moved across much of the nation on Sunday, bringing a mixture of freezing rain and heavy snow. Russian troops have taken over a ferry terminal on the easternmost tip of Crimea, close to Russia. Frederick Kemp with the Atlantic Council says it is vital that Secretary of State John Kerry and other Western leaders make a show of support for Ukraine right now.
Foreign Minister Steinmeier of Germany, Foreign Minister Sikorsky of Poland, perhaps the UK and French along with them, traveled to Kiev to support this new government. Let's face it, this government's just been in a few days.